This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, there is just a week left until we reach the $85 billion in automatic spending cuts that lawmakers in Washington call the sequester. President Obama is trying to pressure Congress to avoid the cuts. And yesterday, he gave interviews to 8 local TV stations in markets that have a lot at stake. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
One of the president's interviews was with WJZ-TV in Baltimore. He had this message for Maryland workers who could be forced to take unpaid leaves because of the budget cuts.
There's no reason they should lose their job or be laid off. This is a problem that Congress can solve.
Almost all the stations the president talked to are in places with defense installations that play a large role in their economies. Larry Sabato teaches political science at the University of Virginia. He says the president is trying to bring the cuts, known in Washington as the sequester, home.
He's using local economics to show people that the sequester is not simply an odd word. It has real-world consequences and could cost some of them their jobs.
The strategy could succeed in the short run, says Jack Pitney. He teaches government at Claremont McKenna College. But Pitney has a word of caution for the president.
In the long run, if the economy suffers as a result of the sequester, he's the one who's going to suffer.
Because voters tend to blame the White House for the state of the economy. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.